Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Just remember, Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, that the acronym for that is the first letters, JBSBA, and I put a .com on the end. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you do, you'll be doing it this week in time to get the first article of two, which we're going to publish the second one next week, on how to get a business loan from a bank. What the things that you need to do, the homework that you need to do to get a business loan, to maximize your chances of getting a business loan from a bank. And so subscribe to the newsletter this week and you'll get that first article. And then you'll be ready for the next one too when it comes out next week. Barbara Weltman is our guest. Barbara is an attorney. She's a nationally recognized expert on taxation, specifically for small business. She's written, I don't know how many books, something under 100 books, and has sold something under a million copies of those books. Her book that I'm holding in my hand is J.K. Lasser's New Rules for Small Business Taxes. She's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And number one in our hearts too, by the way, here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Barbara's been with me almost since the very beginning. Barbara, what are some new things that we need to know about our small business taxes?
Well, there are a number of new things, all of which are favorable. So it's a pleasure to be able to say that all the changes are positive.
It's good to have good news, isn't it?
It's good to have good news. Yeah. Well, you have an opportunity to buy new equipment for your business and probably be able to write off the entire cost because the expensing limit has increased to $100,000.
Yeah.
So if you buy, and this is
up from $25,000.
Up from what was supposed to be $25,000.
In one fell swoop. That's right.
That's right. And it's a great opportunity to upgrade your computers this year or. You know, it's for office furniture, any kind of equipment.
If you're a manufacturer and
you want to
computerize your processes or whatever, it's a great time to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and it also applies to off the shelf software.
Right, and you know, Barbara, the truth is, a lot of small businesses, most small businesses, won't spend more than $25,000 in a year on capital equipment.
Oh, absolutely.
But there are a lot of businesses out there that found themselves in the last 3 years, they've grown, they've acquired a company or two, and they found that it's been 3 or 4 years since they really upgraded their systems, and it's not beyond reason for thousands and thousands of them to need to buy $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 worth of computer equipment or associated equipment.
Well, that's true. And the great thing that they should keep in mind is that you can take this write-off even if you finance the purchase.
Yeah.
You could finance 100% of the purchase and still claim the full write-off.
And if you're profitable, that's positive cash flow, actually, isn't it?
Absolutely.
If you're profitable, if you've got enough profit so that we're going to have to pay taxes, that by financing it 100%, you could actually get the equipment, write it off, and obviously you'd make the payments, but from a tax standpoint, you could actually become cash flow positive on the transaction.
Right, and you do kind of have to be profitable in order to take the write-off anyway, because there's a taxable income limit.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
But that's great, and that, because of that high dollar limit, that also applies to cars and trucks that you would buy for your business that weigh more than 6,000 pounds.
Right. So if it's an implement type truck, or you mean? Oh, now wait a minute. You mean like a big delivery truck is included in that?
I mean any kind of truck that's going to be over 6,000 pounds.
You can expense the whole thing.
We'll be able to expense the whole thing. So even a very heavy SUV that's used 100% for business, or a van, that you may use, many like tradespeople equip their vans for business. Or trucks, So
you order it, put those heavy shocks and the big bumper on it and everything to make sure it goes over 6,000 pounds.
Well, actually, it's before all that. So.
Okay. Darn, I thought we could get under the wire on that.
You can't get it up that way. But anyway, that's another thing. So you don't think of that in terms of as a piece of equipment.
Exactly.
But that could still qualify.
But there are some pretty cool tax advantages for buying regular vehicles, though, aren't there?
Well, absolutely. Even the dollar limits on those have gone up because of another new development, which is called bonus depreciation. And the amount of bonus depreciation has gone up to 50%. And it's not like an additional write-off, but it affects the timing of when you can write off equipment. So let's say you don't expense it or you, for some reason, buy more than $100,000 this year. Then you can, in effect, depreciate half the cost in the first year under bonus depreciation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really another new incentive to encourage businesses to spend money on equipment.
Well, exactly, which is what the economy needs. The economy needs businesses to buy capital equipment.
Exactly.
And that's what this is targeted for, isn't it?
You bet. And, you know, if businesses buy equipment, that'll help create jobs.
Right. No, absolutely. And, folks, if you're fairly new to how depreciation works, basically you're right. All that's happening is what you were going to take 3 to 5 years to expense through depreciation, they're just now accelerating it all in 1 year. That's the only thing that's happening. You're not getting anything you weren't ultimately going to get. You're just getting it a lot faster.
Exactly. It's just a timing issue.
Mm-hmm. That's a right way to say it. Yeah. Well done. All right. What else?
Well, I think that small businesses should recognize that, especially if you are owner of a pass-through entity like an S corporation, limited liability company, that you're going to be paying less taxes on your share of business income.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to take a second look at your estimated taxes for the year because you may be able to pay less.
Right.
So coming up in September, don't automatically pay what you had figured out last April that you were going to pay each quarter. You may be able to reduce that amount, and you really don't want to overpay because then you're just making an interest-free loan to the government.
Well, and you said September. You actually could have done it in the July.
You could have done it in the June installment. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stand by, Barbara. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Barbara Weltman, the author of New Rules for Small Business Taxes and the outstanding newsletter, Big Ideas for Small Business by Barbara Weltman. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whenever I'm down in trouble and I need a helping hand, I call my friend Barbara Welton because I know she's not only going to have some good information for me, she's going to be a good friend and listen to me. And she does, and she has many times before. And maybe I've listened to you a couple of times too, Barbara. I don't know. But it's good to have good friends like Barbara Welton, folks. And she's not only my good friend, she's your good friend. And whatever Barbara has to do or say is worthy of your time and money. I promise you that. Her books, she has a number of books. I don't know how many, 8 or 10 or so. And on retirement, there's one on retirement. There's one on raising money, smart kids. Barbara, you've written several books just on small business taxes.
That's right.
And so all those are available wherever books are sold. The last name is spelled Weltman, Barbara Weltman. And also her website. Barbara, give us that, please.
That's bwideas.com.
And they can subscribe to your newsletter there, too, right? It's a print newsletter.
It's a print newsletter by subscription, and you can sign up on the website, and you can list your business on my website.
Okay. All right.
And we're having a brand new website, which is going to launch perhaps today or tomorrow, so keep checking.
All right, and they can get a tax tip, too, there every time.
Every day there's going to be a new tip.
different text here. All right, sounds good. What about some other things, Barbara, that we need to know about on our taxes?
Well, you need to know that coming up, the July 31st is the deadline for filing an information return if you have a profit sharing or other qualified retirement plan.
Okay.
This is a form that you just have to file to report your contributions for the year and the assets in the plan. If you're a sole proprietor and you have no employees, you can just file an easy 5500 easy. It's a simple form, take you just a couple of minutes to fill it out. But the important thing is, if you didn't get a package in the mail for this, you must call up and ask for one, because you can't download these forms from the website.
Okay.
These are scannable forms, that you have to just call up the IRS and ask for a form. And the forms, you get the forms from the IRS, but you file the forms with the pension administration,
right,
which is part of the Department of Labor.
So we
all
just
the
look
instructions
in the,
are with the form.
Look in the yellow pages on the U.S. government and call the IRS number that's there.
Or the 800 number.
Or the 800 number, right, okay. So check that out when you get a chance, folks. And okay, what else? What about, we got new rules, new tax rates on capital gains and dividends too, right?
Oh, you bet. The rates have been lowered so that if you were going to be paying 20% on capital gains, now you're only paying 15% on capital gains.
Congratulations.
And the rate on ordinary dividends that you'd get from stocks or stock mutual funds, reduced. That used to be taxed the same as any kind of ordinary income, like your salary,
right,
which could be up to 35%,
mm-hmm,
but now it's reduced to the same rate as capital gains, so effectively 15%.
So if you've been clipping any coupons, you're doing good.
Well, clipping coupons is like bonds.
Well,
that's
right.
Doesn't apply to the
that would
the
be bonds. That's right.
Bonds.
That would be bonds. I was thinking metaphorically there.
Metaphorically,
but yeah.
Okay. But all right. But actually, the interest on, and I mean, that's important, because the interest on bonds is still taxed as ordinary income.
Yeah.
So it's stocks that are now
favored. The bond folks didn't get a break there, did they?
The bond folks did not. Well, they did, because all the rates have been
right,
reduced.
The overall tax rate.
Exactly.
Which brings us, yeah, that's the other thing is the rates. What, the top rate went from 38 to 35%?
It went
right?
from 38.6% to 35%. That's
yeah.
right.
So that's good news.
So.
And you know, Barbara, this is, I know there are a lot of people out there who disagree with this, but I'm a supply sider. I think you probably are too. And
oh, you bet.
And I just believe that when Americans are given the opportunity to, I'll give you an example. It's not just Americans. Let me tell you what happened to me about a month ago. I was in Stockholm, Sweden, and Stockholm, or Sweden, I should say, is the most heavily taxed nation in the world. And I talked to entrepreneurs while I was over there, and I asked them, if your government lowered your taxes, would you give yourself a raise, or what would you do with your money? Would you give yourself a raise, or would you reinvest it in your company? And without blinking, without hesitation, it was an automatic reaction. Everyone I spoke to said, I'd put it back into my company.
Yeah,
it's not a U.S. thing. It's an entrepreneurial thing.
It's an entrepreneurial thing. You're absolutely right.
And so that's the reason why these tax breaks are going to work, especially the ones for small business, because we're going to put it back into our business, and that means we're going to buy more capital goods, and that's going to create jobs all across the board.
Well, I certainly believe that to be so.
It's
I just know from my experience, myself, mm-hmm, that having the opportunity to expense more
yeah.
has led me to do so.
Barbara, I got 20 seconds. What's the last comment on the taxes?
The last comment is just I would check the IRS website, which is irs.gov. Look for the news, because things are changing all the time. They're coming out with new pronouncements, and you don't want to miss out on opportunities. You can't wait till the end of the year when you see your accountant to find out what's changed, because you might have missed the opportunity to take some action.
And don't forget August 15th, if you extended your taxes, April 15th, August 15th is the date to either file them or extend them again.
You bet.
Barbara Weltman, thanks a lot for being here. Good job.
Oh, thanks so much.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back real soon. I got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with Karen Kerrigan. Don't go away. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. 29 up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.